Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Good evening. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Joe's Garage. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Hope you're having a great start to your week. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historical Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, an adjoining bottle shop next door, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Row House Cinema, proud sponsor of WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, getting into the tunes here on Joe's Garage. I have Weezer off the Blue album on the way. We're going to be starting something off tonight with a country artist, classic country artist, but a young fella named Charlie Crockett. This is the title track off his album, $10 Cowboy. Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage.
Get Look out.
Turned and left me here. Weezer off their Blue album. Starting things off, we had Charlie Crockett, an up-and-coming artist with a classic American country sound. That was the title track off of his album, $10 Cowboy. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all residents, good jobs and a strong local economy. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, then you are for urban forest advocacy. This message is brought to you by the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forestry Service, and your tree-hugging friends here at WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, getting back to the tunes on Joe's Garage, I have some Ramones on deck. Also be taking a listen to Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Got a classic track from them to come. But we're starting things off with a group known as the Head Coatees with their song Davy Crockett. Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage.
Baby Crockett.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Gimme Danger. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? How about 2 hours? The Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday starting at 3 p.m. to 5 for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues music. Only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Getting back to the tunes on Joe's Garage, I have a group from Australia on the way, a punk rock group known as The Chats to come. But first, wanted to get a little funky with some things here. I'll be playing an R&B soul group, real popular in, well, late 60s and 70s, by the name of the Honey Drippers. Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage.
They want to see.
Australian-based surfer punks, The Chats, with their song Left Right. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 and re-airing every Sunday night at 11 p.m., only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, getting back to the tunes on Joe's Garage. I have an MC5 track on the way. Also got At the Drive-In on deck. But first, we'll be taking a listen to a group known as Hines with their song Between Cans.
Nobody's afraid.
Relationship of Command. That was One Armed Scissor. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Couch dancing. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music and that. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons at 3 to 5 and re-airing at 5 in the morning Mondays only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Or you can check her out at DJFirefly.com. All right, getting back to the tunes on Joe's Garage. I have a Ween track on the way. Good old Pennsylvania, you know, local heroes there. Got a great song from them. Always been a big fan of Ween. Also have some Captain Beefheart and his magic band on deck, but wanted to do something a little different, a little new. This is an artist or group known as Castle Rat. They are a medieval kind of themed metal group. This is a song of theirs called Feed the Dream.
my feet if it's too far to walk to you. If a train don't go there, I'll get a jet or a bus, 'cause I'm gonna find you. You're gonna see my shadow soon around you. In my head is my only house unless it rains. I've walked the meadow plains while the desert's on my eyes until I find you. I won't sleep until I find you. I won't eat until I find you. My heart won't beat until I wrap my arms around you. I can wrap them around you. You can make my sad song happy, in a bad world good. I can feel you out there moving. You're mine, I know I'll find you. In my head is my only house until I found you. I hate to hear other people hear me sing this song. I do follow this song that I love you. That's where I'll find you. In my head is my only house unless it rains.
local PA boys there, the group Ween, coming from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That was their song, Gabrielle. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 is proudly sponsored by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week, selling new and used records and CDs ranging in genres including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, and so much in between. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in both bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records or their new releases available, give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit their website, atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, proud sponsor of WRCT. All right, getting back to the tunes on Joe's Garage. Have Supergrass on the way, but up next, here's some Husker Du with Something I Learned Today. Keep it tuned in here, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
We're gonna make it.
That's it for me tonight, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope I can catch you next week, same time, same place. This has been Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. Thanks again for listening. On our way out, we'll be playing The Clash off their album, London Calling. Here's Train in Vain. Catch you next time.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos. I want to welcome you to In Black America and Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This week we're going to take a look at the words of Nikki Giovanni as she talks about white supremacy and some other things. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
White people, and I'm not picking on white, all of them, but quite a few of them, think they have a right to have more than everybody. And I think we have to teach them, and I don't know that we can, it's not my responsibility at this point, that there is something called enough. And I think white Americans have not learned what it means to have enough, so that they're never satisfied. They're always wanting more. And you cannot always have more, because that means someone else has less.
Hello and welcome to Ways to Change the World. I'm Krishnan Gurumurthy, and this is the podcast in which we talk to extraordinary people about the big ideas in their lives and the events that have helped shape them. My guest this week is a poet, an activist. She was a leading light in the Black Arts Movement, the civil rights movement of the 1960s and 70s in America. She became famous again as a long-standing professor at Virginia Tech, because when that school in America was struck by a mass shooting carried out by a former student there, she had been one of the teachers of that former student and had identified him, in her words, as evil. She wrote a poem about him which touched many people across the world, including the Queen of England. Nikki Giovanni, thank you very much for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
You've been angry at different points in your life, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I never used to think that I was angry the older I got, but I think there's still probably a smidgen of anger left.
Well, I mean, I want us to talk about right now. What makes you angry right now?
I really dislike Donald Trump. I don't like Nazis. I never did. And I dislike the way that people are trying to teach hate, because hate has to be taught. And people forget that you don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to hate. Someone teaches you to hate.
I mean, as somebody who deals in the power of words, you used one of the most powerful words right then, right next to Donald Trump, Nazi. Just explain to me why you use that word.
I don't know what other word we could use. The United States, in which I was born, and for whatever countries mean, and it means less and less to me, but I'm an American. The capital of the United States hasn't been attacked since 1820, which was attacked actually by you people, by the British, and you lost because we became an independent nation. But we hadn't been attacked since 1820 until January the 6th. If that's not a Nazi, we can discuss, you know, then what is.
I mean, let me go with your description for the sake of argument. I mean, obviously, Donald Trump's defenders will say that's a terrible thing to say, and he's an patriot and all the rest of it. We don't want to argue about
that. No, we don't.
Let us say that he's, for the sake of argument, a bad person. Why is he back in play when America, you know, last time around decided to kick him out?
We decided to elect Joe Biden. I think that was a good thing.
Do you think there is a racist backlash right now that is linked? Is it the same struggle, the one that you were fighting?
I don't think it's the same struggle. I think it's just another step in that struggle. That racism is a bad idea. And a lot of people are, well, one, we've sent a lot